This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining me here today for another hour of Auto World. And this hour, we're going to be focusing a lot on collector cars with my go-to guy when it comes to auctions and collector cars. He's the former collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. He's now doing freelance work and doing some work for some auction companies and collectors, and he is a wealth of information, in my opinion, the number one guy in the world. Phil Skinner will be joining us momentarily. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the regular number. It's 855-660-4261 or via the email, and that's 24/7, bob@BobLongRadio.com, bob@BobLongRadio.com. And if you want to email Phil, if you have a collector car and are interested in a free estimate of value, or if you have a question about whether or not this collector car is a good entry-level one or anything in the auction realm, you can now email Phil at phil@AutoWorldRadio.com. Well, let's go to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth the man himself, my go-to guy when it comes to collectible cars, the collectible market, and auctions. Here's Phil Skinner. Phil, welcome.
Good afternoon, evening. Bob, this is a beautifully warm, sunny afternoon. We're just playing cars.
Very good. There, and you have, I sure am. Hopefully you can hear me okay.
We're good here.
If not, we'll make some adjustments. All right, wonderful. Well, let's talk about Sweden. This is an event that you go to each and every year, and you love going there. And give us kind of a state of the collector car world in Sweden 2018.
Well, it was a very, very action-packed, fun-filled couple of weeks we spent over there. The first event we went to is known as the Power Big Meet. This is a 41st year. It started back in 1978 by a gentleman by the name of Kjell Gustafsson. Kjell at the time had a magazine called Power Magazine, and he thought, there's a lot of people who like American cars here in Sweden. So they put on a show, and it was originally, I think they had a whopping 40 cars show up. This year, over 15,000 American vehicles rolled onto the Lidköping Airport. And I mean, not in the parking lots. We were on the runway, on the taxiways. It was a grand celebration of American sheet metal. Chrome colors, people, excitement, a number of other side events. The town of Lidköping opened the roads up, had a cruising route that you would take. It was about a four-kilometer route around the city. They also had what they called the Berna competition. They set up a special area for those who wanted to light their tires up and see how far they could go before it would blow them out. So it was a lot of crazy Swedish adventures over there. Whole different culture, but they really do love the American cars. They love the American lifestyle. If we were to take on right now a 51st state, I think Sweden would be really right up there to be the 51st state of America.
Oh, that is so interesting. They just have a tremendous love of American cars. Is it across the board, or is it specifically settled on one particular area like muscle cars?
Actually, it's kind of post-war, cars of the late 1950s seemed to be the absolute kings. One of the highlights of the Power Big Meet was a gathering of eight 1959 Cadillac Eldorado Brits convertibles, no two the same color. And they actually had that on display, that display there. And I think it's the first time I've ever seen it in person.
Sure.
There were several other 59 Eldorado Baritzes that we saw on the cruising that did not come into the show. So, it's just a great enthusiasm. A week later, we were in the town of Falkenberg, which is on kind of the west coast of, Sweden. And it was the Wheels and Wings show. Again, the show is a little smaller. Still, 5,400 cars came in on Saturday for that show. Still, I'd like to see that in the United States, kind of an open, all-American show, over 5,000 cars there. Again, great celebration, cars, music, awards. I was very lucky I got to actually be the co-announcer for the car show that went across here. My Swedish isn't so good, but the neat thing is that these events, they attract people from up to 40 different countries. And if a guy comes from America, the hot thing is that English is a universal language. So us Americans have felt pretty welcomed over there in Sweden.
That's really interesting to know. And you know, the big question is, you know, why Sweden? Why is this country above all others so car crazy, as Barry McGuire would say, about American cars?
I've pondered that question, and I have a very good friend over there, and we sat down one night over a few adult beverages and discussed it. And I think it's because during World War II, Sweden was a neutral country, and life was not going on exactly as it had during the non-war years, but it was still prosperous. And after World War II, Sweden was extremely prosperous. They didn't have to do any rebuilding. They didn't have to do any reconnection. It was a life goes on type of situation. And they were a very prosperous country right in the immediate post-war years. And the prosperity was, let's buy the finest cars we can. And they bought American cars. And that tradition kind of continues through this day. I would say that probably 15 to 20% of the new cars sold in Sweden are American or American heritage.
Well, that's a very large amount if you stop and think about it.
That's right. And Sweden's a country of about, I think it's around 10 million people. And what really surprises me is some of the magazines over there, they have circulations of 100,000 copies. There are American car magazines that don't have 100,000 copies. So it's very, very big, very strong. And, you can drive down almost any major city in Sweden and see American cars on the road, both the vintage ones, especially during the summer. And that's the other thing is they really have a very short car season, basically from the end of April to the 1st of October. Mm-hmm. And then after that, the cars all go back in the garages, and the Swedes work on them. They are constantly upgrading them. Their restoration work, the workmanship there is just over the top.
That is so cool. Phil Skinner is with us, and he's telling us about the state of collector cars in Sweden, the love of the American car in Sweden, and why Sweden is so into American cars. And Phil attended a number of events while he was over there for a couple of weeks. And this is, I can always tell, this is one of your favorite events of the year to attend.
It is.
And it shines through. Absolutely. We'll take a pit stop, pay a few bills, as they say in radio speak, and then more with Phil Skinner. This is Auto World.
On the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The J.C. Whitney Adventure 2018 Tour is traveling the country and visiting Jeep and truck events near you. And to honor veterans, active military, and first responders, J.C. Whitney is giving away the Adventure 18, Ram 1500 4x4, and other great prizes in the Pay It Forward sweepstakes. Visit blog.jcwhitney.com for details and enter today. Don't forget to use coupon code BOBADVENTURE18 for 20% off your next purchase at jcwhitney.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
He is one of the world's most leading experts in the realm of collector cars, the collector car markets and auctions. Skinner is our very special guest, and he does a lot of traveling first year, and one of his favorite trips year is to Sweden for not just one event, but several events. What makes this so exciting for you, Phil? I can just tell this is one of your favorite or your favorite event of the year.
Well, you know, I can go to a number of car shows here in the United States and see some really great cars. I can't think of a show that brings in this many people, that brings in the variety of cars that I see over there in Sweden. And recently a person came up to me and says, how can we stop these Swedes from buying all of our cars and taking them to Sweden? And I said, well, buy them yourself. And it was kind of like, these people really do love the cars. They work hard. The Swedish lifestyle, it is a very comfortable one for those who do work, and most people there work. It's a very industrious country. And like I said, the vehicles that they collect, what I really appreciate is over here, if you don't have a convertible or at least a two-door hardtop, your cars are kind of like, yawn, we don't care. Over there, four-door hardtops, four-door sedans, two-door sedans, station wagons, they're all reign supreme. And so if you want to see something besides what I consider the regular normal cars you see at a car show or sale or something here in the U.S., Sweden is where you kind of have to go. And it's a fun experience. And the Swedes love Americans. Every time I go by there, I'd talk and they just, oh, you're king from America. We're so glad to see you here. It was extremely friendly people.
That's great, Phil. And as usual, the summer is just chock full of events. Let's take a look at some upcoming events, including the Concours of America at St. John's, Michigan. And that's coming up just around the corner next weekend. And this is kind of a show that has gotten more significant in recent times. There used to be the big Meadowbrook Hall show there in Detroit, and then we went through a couple of years of competing events, and now it looks like things have settled at the Concours of America.
That's right. There was a lot of going back and forth. Meadowbrook Hall, the Concours at Meadowbrook, and it was a very prestigious show there. I don't know all the politics, but somebody's nose got out of joint. And eventually they initiated the Concours of America. This year they're actually considering it their 40th anniversary because the original Concours at Meadowbrook started back in 1979. A lot of great cars are being featured this next weekend there. I just found out, I was hoping to, I've just been informed by another client of mine that he has other plans for me for that weekend. So I'm not going to be able to make it, drat. I do have some press passes. Excuse me. I do have a press pass. So, you know, we got a media person who wants to go. Have at it. But they have so many good things going on this year.
Absolutely.
That one of the highlights is the Legends of Porsche Racing with Vic Elford, Hurley Haywood, Brian Redman. They're all going to be talking about the Legends of Porsche. That's I think it's only about $35 a person to get into that. They have the Concours de Le Mans. That's on Saturday from 8:30 to 1 p.m. And Hagerty Insurance is sponsoring that. There's a number of other great things. An automobilia auction, I think, is new this year. That's going to be going on from on Saturday afternoon. So there's all sorts of good things. And then the Concours itself will actually be on Sunday. It's just like I say, there's going to be tours of the cars. I got to go last year, and I'll tell you, the enthusiasm and the vehicles they bring there, it's on a par with the finest Concours anywhere in the world, including Pebble.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I would agree. Let's talk about an auction, and it's from Worldwide Auction, and it's a sale of a famous collection, and this is coming up in the state of Indiana. Tell us all about it, Phil.
Right. It's the Hostetler Hudson Collection. And I've been doing a little bit of work with Worldwide the last couple of weeks. We're getting some catalogs prepared for some other sales. And I talked to the gentleman who wrote the catalog for this Hudson sale, and he says he was just so impressed by the wonderful world of Hudsons. And this is the Hostetler Collection. It's in Shipshewana, Indiana. That's northern Indiana. It's about a 2 or 3 hour drive from Detroit, and you're not that far away from Chicago. And this is a world famous collection of about, I think, 65 of the best Hudson automobiles ever offered. And this is something that you look forward to. The highlight is of these cars, all of them being offered at no reserve. So if you ever wanted to get in the wonderful world of Hudson, I'd head to Shipsawana. That'll be on Saturday, August 4th.
Perfect. And let's talk about another wonderful event which happens each and every year in the Motor City. I've been lucky to broadcast from the event a number of different times, but last year I know they really upped the ante and even closed some streets down legally for police-supervised drag racing. I'm talking about the Woodward Dream Cruise. This is an amazing event, Phil, and tell everybody about it.
I said that, you know, Sweden has the car show and they'll have 15,000 cars. This has up to 30,000 cars. Now, the difference is you go to the power meet in Sweden, the cars are parked and you can walk among them. In the evening, they cruise. Here at Woodward, all day long, they're cruising. There are a number of little enclaves, some parks along the way where people do park and display the cars. But this is, I think there's 9 different communities along Woodward Boulevard. They all work in cooperation. And plus, there's some shows along the side. Now, the official date is Saturday, August 17th. But the Friday before, off of 9 Mile, Ford Motor Company has a special display. And there's also my favorite, which is Emergency Vehicle Show. These are free. Come on down. Look at the fire trucks and ambulances and vintage police cars. I mean, this is really fun, a fun show. And what they do on Friday evening is they have the siren run, lights and siren run, again, escorted by the real police. All the fire trucks and ambulances can go down the road with their lights and sirens on. Now, last year, they did not allow big fire trucks to go down the road. There is a concern about security, and actually, on the cruise itself, no vehicles over, I believe, 2 tons were allowed, or maybe it's 4 tons. We're allowed to cruise because of concerns of safety, and it's, in this day and age, kind of exciting. And we have more to talk about later on.
Hey, absolutely. We'll step aside. On the other side, more with Phil Skinner. If you've got a collector car question, the telephone number is 855-660-4261.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Firefighters continue to battle the Ferguson fire in Northern California, that fire forcing mandatory evacuations near Yosemite National Park. Cal Fire Captain Christian Lilliman.
Crews on the ground, fire crews, and fire engines putting water down on it. They are utilizing all the tools that they have to try to create breaks and create a buffer zone.
Red Cross is on the scene providing shelter for those evacuated. An alleged gunman is in custody after a three-hour standoff at a Los Angeles supermarket that left the store manager dead. Dozens of shoppers and employees were held hostage. The suspect eventually surrendered. Michaela Wilson was in the parking lot when the shooting started.
They were just telling everyone to get down in their cars and try to duck for safety. And me and a couple other people I know were in our cars for a good, 30 minutes.
Prior to a police chase, the gunman allegedly shot his grandmother 7 times. She survived. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
People, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
If there ever was a show that Jay Leno should take his television cameras from Jay's garage and cover, it's the Woodward Dream Cruise. It's an amazing event, and Phil and I are talking about it. Phil Skinner, collector car extraordinaire, expert, and this started not that long ago, Phil, and it was, as you said, the communities along the way. A total of about 9 different communities. They originally got together, and the whole idea was to raise money for just the building of a park, a play area for kids, and what started out so tiny has just become worldwide. And I've talked to people there who have shipped their cars from other parts of the world, like Australia, to cruise at Woodward.
That's right. It's like I say, it's an international affair. Everything is welcome, automobile-wise. Because it runs basically from 9 Mile out to, I think, Sterling, which is another, it's a 9 Mile run along the route. Some people, they'll just go, say, between 12 Mile and 14 Mile. And some will go a little further out further. They park. There are a number of car shows along the side. The Jaguar Club, they hold their, I think it's the Michigan National there, they call it. There are a number of shows I know up in Birmingham. The car shows that they have on the side road, on their main street in Birmingham. It's just, it's worth the price of admission, which is free, and it's worth much more than that. It's just kind of, you know, this is a fun and a great event, and you have to keep going back year after year because you keep learning about new things. And as I said, the route is so long that, well, one year you stay in this area, and the next year you move up to that area. And, I try to stay right around the city of Royal Oak, right around 13 Mile. That seems to be kind of the ground zero nucleus of the whole affair. And again, it's just, it's fun. And like I say, it's relatively an inexpensive event to come to. Hotels don't jack the rates up real big. There's no expense for coming down. You may have to pay parking, which is, you know, $5 or $10, depending where you go. You know, and it's just kind of a nice community thing. As they, a lot of money is raised for a lot of charitable organizations.
Yeah, it certainly is a great event. And if you've never been there, it's something to put on your automotive must-do list. Only once before in the last 10 or 15 years there have been, there was a weekend in which Woodward was held one weekend, and the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance, which used to be called the weekend, which is now really a week-long series of events in the Monterey Peninsula. But this is that perfect year, because if you're fortunate enough, if you've got some people hosting you, if you're a media person, or if you're on somebody's dime working for some publication, or if you're just a diehard gearhead, it's great to have Woodward and Pebble not competing. This is the way it should be every year.
That's right. This is a year where there's apart the last several years. Pebble Beach and Woodward were the same exact weekend. So, and I kind of got burned out on the Pebble Beach side. I mean, it's a huge event. But this year, if you wanted to do both, say you've got your private jet, you can fly right into Monterey and then just, you know, go down and spend the night at the Motel 6 for $500 a night, four night minimum. And, you know, you just enjoy the ambiance of the area. Yeah, it's a big event. It, as you said, it is a whole, almost a whole week long. I think there's events the weekend before Tuesday. There's the Carmel Concours. Wednesday, they start qualifying races out at the Monterey track. There are automobilia shows and sales. The auctions start on Thursday, and I think there's like seven different auction houses this year that are going to be conducting auctions. RM, Gooding, Bonham, Neekum, Russo Steel, Worldwide, Rick Cole, all of them doing sales, probably $350 million weekend is probably projected for this year. So, and then the big one is the Concours d'Elegance. This is, it is the grand show. Just to be invited to exhibit your car there is, an honor. And, it costs a lot of money because there's so many people want to go there. And these are people, Jay Leno, he goes up and he hosts it every year. He hosts the Little Spew, and he calls it the More Money Than Brains Club.
Yes, and he's also called it the Millionaires versus the Billionaires. And it's true because, as Phil said, a regular hotel is going to cost you an awful lot of money if you want to stay at one of the fancy hotels. You know, just forget about it. That's going to cost you thousands and thousands of dollars. And the ironic part, a lot of these events are sold out well in advance. That the Quail event on Friday is ticket limited, and I think the ticket alone is like $500 or something ridiculous.
Yes, and this year the Pebble Beach, well, I remember this goes back probably 20 years. A lady who was a longtime journalist, friend of mine, Bobby Dean Rota, who since passed on recently, she said at one point it was $35 a person to get in. And she said they should take it up to $50 and it wouldn't have as many people here. And somebody turned around and told her if they took it up to $200, there'd be the same amount of people there. Well, today, a pre-sale ticket into the concourse is, I think, $450. If you buy a ticket the day of the sale, $500 a person to come into
Wow.
the concourse. So, and as you said, the event at the Quail, that started out for years. It was the Concorso Italiano. They moved down the road a bit, and their concours. I believe the admission there is $200 for the day. And they have different levels. You can work your way up as $500. The festival at Speed at the Quail, Sterling McCall's event, that is very limited, $500. And I understand only 60 media rep complimentary passes are being available this year. Obviously, those have all been spoken for. So I'll be home eating my McDonald's Big Mac watching it on the Internet.
You and I, absolutely. I miss the old days, but I don't think the old days are coming back. It looks like the sky's the limit. I know some of the new car companies like to show off some concept vehicles, and in fitting with the outrageous prices there, Bugatti is going to show off a vehicle, a limited production vehicle that they're only going to make about 25 or 30 examples of, and this will be a multi-million dollar car.
So, $3.2 million plus tax and license. Oh, and gas guzzler tax too.
Oh, wow. Well,
yeah,
if
so,
you can afford,
like I say, there goes the Christmas bonuses.
Exactly. Let's talk about the ACD Festival. This is held in Auburn, Indiana, and a lot of our younger listeners don't really understand that at one time, Indiana and Auburn in particular was a real mecca for car builders.
It's amazing of how many, I would say, car makers were in the Indiana, state of Indiana. And you think today Auburn, Cord, Duesenberg, but there were literally hundreds of car makers, plus suppliers, vehicles, bodies and engines and other parts were all done in Indianapolis. That's the hotbed. I mean, Indianapolis was where the testing was done.
Absolutely. Take a time out and then pour around the bend.
Hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Hey, write this email address down. It's phil@autoworldradio.com. If you have a question for Phil Skinner, if you would like to know the value of your vehicle, if you've got a classic car, rare car, antique car, he'll be more than happy to help you out with that. If you have questions about auctions or anything in the collector car realm, shoot Phil at his brand new email address, phil@autoworldradio.com. We're talking about Auburn, Indiana, and the ACD Festival, and how at one point there were literally hundreds of auto manufacturers in the state of Indiana. They've really, in the last few years, have improved the venue there for the big sale in Auburn. And this is another one that people tell me. I've never been to this particular event, Phil, and people say, I got to go and check it out.
It should be on your bucket list there, Bob, because the Auburn Cord Duesenberg event or festival celebrates probably the finest cars ever made in America. It has been going on since 1958. We're talking 60 years this event's been going on. Starting in 1971, a collector car auction by Cruz started there. In 2010, RM Auctions took that over. They created the name Auctions America for several years. Last year, they retired that name, and this year it's being presented as RM Auctions at Auburn. Also, Worldwide Auctions. And for this company, they are doing three major auctions in the span of about 4 weeks. This is a small little company, and they're working their tail off, I'll tell you. Plus, again, about 40, 50,000 people come in. There's a great swap meet that's associated with it, car corral to buy your old cars. Just about everything you want there is Auburn, Indiana, and it's a great way to close out the summer on that Labor Day week in Auburn, Indiana.
And another thing that folks should check out is Greenfield Village. It's the 67th Annual Vintage Vehicle Festival. Tell us about this one, Phil.
Yeah, that's at Greenfield Village, associated with, you know, the Henry Ford there in Dearborn, Michigan. I discovered this just a couple of years ago. It's been going on since 1951. It is limited to vehicles 1932 and older. And unlike most car shows where you sit and show your car and stand there, You can get out and drive your car around the Greenfield Village. It's a very rare opportunity to get to do this. Saturday night, they have the light up where, you know, cars with gas-powered lights get to turn on their headlights. Steamobiles, so much else. And I'll tell you, it's, again, a great event. That's at the Greenfield Village in Dearborn, Michigan. That'll be, I believe it is the weekend of the, look at my calendar here real quick. It's the, 8th and 9th of September. Following week after that, Ypsilanti has the Orphan Car Show. So that's another thing to hit. And Bob, this year I've been able to do a lot of traveling here in the United States. I went to state of Kansas. I found out there were some great yards there. And I found one of the most unique wrecking yards that deals with vintage cars in the city of Great Bend. Mm-hmm. It's called Nobody Else's Auto Wrecking. It's run by a chap by the name of Chad Ehrlich. And helping him is his lovely assistant, his daughter, his 15-year-old daughter named Addie. And I have never met any kid, male or female, who has such an enthusiasm for vintage cars. She is in the process of restoring a 1940 Ford cab over, big truck. And then after that, she's got a 1939 Ford coupe on the hook. And right after that, she's got a 1950 Studebaker Champion Starlight Coupe. So she has a varied interest in these, and she's really an enthusiast. Helps Dad run the yard and maintains, as her dad says quite proudly, a 4.0 GPA. Sweet girl, sweet family. And I mean, this is the highlight of the collector car world. It is a family hobby, and these are just exemplary examples of the type of you know, when you do things together as a family, it just cements and bonds things. And I'm sure that this young lady here has got a great future in front of her.
No doubt about it, Phil. As we look further into the fall, Barrett Jackson 11th annual Las Vegas fall sale meet and car auction, that is finally, they found a home. It seems like Barrett Jackson there 11 times now. They do quite well in Vegas.
Well, the Las Vegas sale is kind of a fun sale for Barrett Jackson. It's the last sale of the year, but it's also a warm up for their big Scottsdale sale, which comes up in January. excuse me. And then again, there's just so much to do in Las Vegas, and that town has just really become a mecca for enjoyment, pleasure. It is the ultimate destination city, I think, in the United States today, and Barrett Jackson has capitalized quite well on it. Meekum's done well there in Las Vegas, but this fall sale, it's just Barrett Jackson. It's fun and no reserve.
And another great event coming up in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and that's October 3rd through 6th. This is the AACA's homecoming event. Tell us about that one, Phil.
Right. The AACA, Antique Automobile Club of America, dating back to 1936. They've held this event at Hershey since 1952. It's about 3 days of swap meet, and then on Saturday it is their AACA National Final Judgings. And again, a great car show. They usually show up with about 350, 400, some of the finest cars you'll ever see, and a great variety of vehicles also. The swap meet is legendary. The week before, it's the Carlisle swap meet in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. So it's kind of like a twofer if you can be up in that area. The same weekend, I'll be in Biloxi, Mississippi. There's the Cruise in the Coast. This is, I believe, its 15th year. And in association with that is the Pete Vaccari Collector Car Auction, of which I get to go and work for them. And, of course, on that same weekend in Great Bend, Kansas, there's a small little regional car auction, which is a lot of fun. Again, Chad Ehrlich's running that. And those are the places where you go and you find your really good bargains. So if you're anywhere within, I'd say, a 400-mile radius of Great Bend, Kansas, and you're not doing anything October 6th, head over that way. Check out a fun little regional auction.
It's going to be a busy time, Phil, with all these events on your calendar. You're going to be on the road quite a bit, as usual. In an average year, how many days do you actually spend on the road?
Last year, I was down from the previous year. The previous year, I'd been on the road for 265 days. Last year, I cut it down to 182, which my wife pointed out is exactly one half of the year. So I'm supposed to be retired, and it just hasn't set in yet. So we're keeping ourselves busy, I guess.
And again, folks can write Phil directly, phil@autoworldradio.com. We'd love to hear your car stories. If you have a barn find story or field find story, or if your grandfather or father owned something cool, or if your mom drove something cool and you'd like to tell us about it, by all means, you can email Phil. But more importantly, if you want that free estimate of value, Phil will be able to give you that. And if you want to torture yourself, if there was a car you owned years ago and for whatever reason you sold it off, the car that got away, and you're curious of its worth in 2018, Phil will break the news to you gently. I promise you that. Phil@autoworldradio.com. And Phil, what an action-packed hour here. So many great events, and so glad that you had such a wonderful time in Sweden.
Well, thank you very much, Bob. And I really appreciate you having me as a part of your Radio Live family. And, again, if people have a question about their cars, authenticity, anything in that area, maybe you'd like to take part in an auction. I am associated with about a half dozen auction companies, and try and find a place for you to buy or sell a car. And just any general question regarding collector cars, I'm open to try my very best to help you.
And that's a really important thing that you brought up there, Phil. If it's your first time and you're selling a vehicle, you got to find the proper venue. And Phil will help you do that. My friend, thank you so much for your time this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long. When you get a chance, check out my website, autoworldradio.com. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
Don't be confused. The way is clear.
The J.C. Whitney Adventure 2018 Tour is traveling the country and visiting Jeep and truck events near you. And to honor veterans, active military, and first responders, J.C. Whitney is giving away the Adventure 18, Ram 1500 4x4, and other great prizes in the Pay It Forward sweepstakes. Visit blog.jcwhitney.com for details and enter today. Don't forget to use coupon code BOBADVENTURE18 for 20% off your next purchase at jcwhitney.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.